For anyone who's ever struggled with being in debt, it can be a huge burden. You know, whether it's college loans or medical bills or credit cards, you know, most people don't want to carry any debt at all and get rid of it as quickly as possible. But when you're in a situation where you can't make your payments and the bills start piling up and you start getting penalties and, you know, creditors start calling, you know, it can be a very crushing experience. And, you know, sometimes it can feel like you just can't get ahead and you keep getting further and further behind. And historically, in many societies, people were thrown in prison because of debt. And they would have to work the debt off while they were in prison, or more likely they would die in prison before they were released. And in some cases, people would be sold into slavery to pay off their debt. When our Lord delivered the people of Israel from Egypt, he didn't want them to experience that type of slavery. He wanted them to be his holy people. And so he wanted them to be free from slavery so that they could live in a covenant with him. He would be their God and they would be his people. And they would not be slaves. They would be free to live and to enjoy that covenant with God. And so one of the things that he did in Leviticus chapter 25 is he instituted laws in which established the Jubilee year. And every 50 years, and so that was based on the Sabbath was the seventh day, the day of the covenant. So 7 times 7 was 49. So on the 49th year, on the Day of Atonement, they would blow the ram's horn. And the word ram's horn in Hebrew is the root word for Jubilee. And when they blew that horn, that would announce in the 49th year that the following year was a Jubilee. And when the 50th year would come, you know, any Israelite who had been enslaved would instantly be set free. And any debts that anyone had accumulated were washed away. And if anyone had sold or had lost the land that had been given to them when to their family when they entered the promised land originally, that land would be restored to them. And so what this was every 50 years, it was a new beginning. And you have to imagine for someone who was enslaved or someone who was, you know, had crushing debts that they were just working and working and couldn't pay off, this would have been a time of incredible liberation. And what it was an extension of God's mercy to his chosen people so that they could live and be freed from slavery and bondage. And so in part, one of the things that this shows us is how good God is and what he created us for. He created us not to be slaves, but to be free to live in a covenant with him. But as incredible as the Old Testament Jubilee was and would have been for the people of Israel, it was actually foreshadowing something even greater, the true Jubilee that would come. Because if we think about it, you know, whether we have financial debt or not, what about the debt that each one of us owes to God in justice because of our sins? Every sin that we commit is ultimately a sin against the all-holy God. And he's an infinite God. And so every sin that we commit, that accrues debt that must be paid. And as much as we don't want to have financial debt, the reality is we all have a debt because of our sins. And in our society, you know, people often want to ignore that and just not pay any attention to it because it's uncomfortable to think about. Or we'll often excuse sin because we compare ourselves to society standards and think, well, you know, if I haven't been arrested or I haven't killed anyone, I guess I'm okay, so I'm a good person. But what if we compared ourselves instead to the standard of Jesus Christ? Because on the day of judgment, we're not going to be judged according to the average expectation of society. You know, what we're going to be judged by is every grace that was offered to us at every moment in our lives, and whether we responded to that grace or not, or how perfectly or imperfectly we responded to that grace. And we will see the consequences of our actions. You know, we will see the intense love of God and neighbor that we were capable of in every thought, every word, and every action versus our actual behavior. You know, so, you know, to think of an example of this, you know, maybe we had an impulse to give money to charity, and we'll see what that money could have gone to and whether we did it or not. Or maybe when we were sitting on the couch watching TV and we had an impulse to pray, and that was the, you know, grace from God. Did we pray a rosary or not? Well, who were the people that the Lord desired those prayers to benefit? And did we offer that prayer or not? How did we respond to every grace that we were offered in our life? And if we think about that, we'll realize we have a debt of sin that's accrued that we cannot repay. Because none of us have responded perfectly to every grace at every moment. But in today's gospel, when Jesus picked up the scroll and he read from the prophet Isaiah, he announced a year acceptable to the Lord. What does that mean, a year acceptable to the Lord? That's a synonym for the Jubilee year. He was announcing that with his coming, the true Jubilee had arrived. And what is the true Jubilee? Well, it's not about financial debt. But Jesus came so that our debt because of sin could be forgiven. And those who are in slavery, us, would be set free. Because he would atone for our sins. And if we turn to him and allow him, he will take away the entire debt that we've been owed. Each one of us is under a burden. And the Lord, in the Jubilee, wipes that away. And how does that happen? Well, for us, it happens primarily through the grace of the sacraments. You know, the grace of baptism washes all sin away and all punishment due to sin. And for sins after baptism, we have the sacrament of confession where we can go for forgiveness. You know, the sacraments are channels of those of that mercy so that we can receive the benefit of what Christ did. But in addition, every 25 years in the Catholic Church, we have a special Jubilee year. And this year, 2025, 2025 years since the birth of our Savior, is a Jubilee year. So the last one was in the year 2000. And so this year is a new Jubilee year. And so as we celebrate this Jubilee year, first it's important for us to understand and reflect upon the importance of the Jubilee. And by recognizing the debt that we owe. Not to discourage us, but so that we recognize the truth of the situation we're in without Christ. And to second, embrace and rejoice in the mercy that he shows us in the Jubilee, in that he takes away our debts. But in the document that Pope Francis issued that instituted the Jubilee year, one of the things that he said is that every sin leaves its mark. It has consequences. You know, what does that mean? Well, if we commit a sin, even though that sin is forgiven, we're more likely to commit that sin in the future because our will has been weakened. Any of us who struggle with sin recognize that. You know, once we start committing a sin and get in a bad habit, it's really easy to keep sinning. It's hard to break that habit. And so sin results in disorder and unhealthy attachments. And so in the Jubilee year, the church offers special indulgences, which are outpourings of grace, which are one of the ways in which the effect of those sins can be healed. And so that's a special grace that's available in the Jubilee year. So there's indulgences for traveling to Rome and going through the holy doors at the basilicas there. But there's also Jubilee sites, churches that have been established in each diocese that we can go to in order to receive the Jubilee year indulgences. And I think it's important for us to understand the foundation behind the Jubilee year. God wants us to be his holy people. He wants to remove the crushing burden of our sin and its effects. And he wants us to live with freedom and to have hope as his people. And so this year, 2025, marks the Jubilee year. In today's gospel, the year acceptable to the Lord has been fulfilled. And so I encourage us not to let this Jubilee year pass by, but to recognize its importance, to trust in the Lord deeply, and to take advantage of the indulgences that are offered, and to receive the fruits of this Jubilee year so that we can be liberated and freed from the debt of sin and its consequences.